hey, it's time to have that first appointment with your client. So I'm going to talk about how to prepare for your first coaching session. Now, I've been coaching for over 18 years, and I still plan and prepare for that next appointment because I want to do a good job and I want to be present, and so that the client has the best experience ever. Because when they have a great experience, they tell other people. And guess what? When they have a bad experience, they tell other people. So no matter what happens here, they're going to tell other people what it's like to work with you. So let's get you prepared so that you can do a great work. So when they talk about you to their family and friends, it's a great experience. And I mean, you might as well have people talking good things about you, right? Okay, so what we want to look at first is, okay, there's two sides to this. One, there's the technical side of content, what you're going to teach, kind of like your supplies and what you're going to do. But then there's this whole other mental side of preparing for the appointment. We're going to talk about that first. So in getting ready for your first coaching session, you want to think about, okay, how can you tune into the client? That's the heart side of who you are. And then there's actually the agenda of, you know, what you're going to do to be able to be ready with your mind. So we got to get your head in the game and also get your heart in the game. Now, knowing that this appointment is coming up, you definitely want to plan to have time to think about the appointment. So look ahead and go, okay, when am I going to stop and hold still long enough to think about this appointment with this client and how this is going to turn out? And so if you don't stop and think about it, what's going to happen is you're going to run out of time, and at the last minute, you're frantically going to be running around trying to get everything put together, and you're going to be frazzled, and you're not going to be present, and you're not going to be in tune, and the client will see it. They will see that you're unprepared. It's kind of like you're just a mess. You know, like a bunch of papers or a bunch of stuff, and you're just kind of falling apart. That's not cool. They probably paid you for this appointment, so you need to get ready ahead of time. So the day before your appointment, be thinking about how the agenda is gonna work through that appointment. You know, how you're gonna start, what you're gonna do next. And I'm not gonna talk about the whole entire appointment right now. That would be a different video. I'm gonna talk about what to do before the appointment, but the day before, review your agenda. If it's a 1 hour appointment, what are you doing at the 5 minute mark, the 15 minute mark, the 20, the 30, the 45, and the last 10 minutes? What are you doing during that time? Think about that agenda and your timeline the day before, not the day of. It's kind of like short notice, the day before. Okay, now here comes the most important part about preparing for your first coaching session is about 30 minutes before, you have to be heading into the direction of getting ready for the appointment. Not 5 minutes, 30 minutes before, you gotta go, okay, I gotta start, you know, arranging myself, get my computer ready, my phone ready, my pad of paper ready. Start gathering things together so you're together. 30 minutes goes by really fast. Now, what I do is about 15 to 20 minutes out, I need to start switching my thinking and literally stop thinking about all these other things going on in your life. Laundry, dishes, kids, spouse, errands that you're gonna run, all this other stuff. You need to take it and move it out of your mind. About 20 minutes before is when you start to get present and focused on the client. Now, usually new people, you know, new coaches, they don't do this. They just run around and do stuff until literally 5 minutes before. And so they're not mentally and emotionally prepared for the appointment because they're not present. And so super important that 20 minutes before you are starting to clear your mind. And a good way to clear your mind of all the things that are on your mind is to stop for like 5 minutes and write down all the things that are floating around in your mind. Things you gotta do, things, people you gotta call. Get it out on paper so all you're thinking about the last 15 minutes before the appointment is the client. Focus on them. Be thinking about them. Now, hopefully before you got to this point, you already know something about your client, what their goal is, what their challenge is. It's kind of like, I like to do this. It's like there's point A and there's point B. Where are they currently at and where are they going? What's point B? And so what's their goal? So two sides of thinking, like, okay, where are they at? Where are they going? What's their goal? And then what are their challenges that they're facing right now. Now, if you don't know this yet, it's okay. That's what this first session can be about, is you in this discovery process of learning about where they're at. But if you do have the details already about where they're at, where they're going, and the struggles they're facing on the way, this is a time, the 15 minutes before, is to go through those details. Refresh your mind, be thinking about them before you get on the call, either in person or a Zoom call or a phone call or whatever it is you're doing. But you want to tune your mind into this person, be thinking about the details of this person as much as possible. The reason why is that way you're gathering your energy. It's like it could be all scattered and all over the place, but when you think about them, it's like you're pulling yourself together. And as you pull yourself together, your confidence will go up as you pull yourself together. Because you want every ounce of confidence you can have in that appointment, because that way you'll be more clear and you'll be more direct and more in tune to the person, and you'll stay on task a lot better when that confidence goes up. And that comes from this 15 to 20 minutes before, thinking about the client, think about what you know about them. Now, within that 15 minutes, you know, it's like, oh, you're getting super close to this. I like to pause and take just a couple more minutes and think about the client enjoying the appointment. Like, I like to imagine them nodding their head and taking notes and asking questions and literally saying to me, wow, this is awesome. This is better than I thought. Like, I imagine that before the appointment even starts. That's called projecting. That's called you are putting a good intention and projecting a great outcome in the appointment. Because if you don't, you don't know where it's gonna go. So, you know, they always say, think about the end and keep the end in mind. Like, where is this gonna go? How's this gonna turn out? So I like to use my imagination and imagine the person super happy, super tickled that they are having a great experience in this appointment. I also imagine them, we having a difficult moment, but then we solve it. That was really helpful for me when I first started coaching, is to imagine the client saying something and me being stumped, but then I see myself get inspired and the answers come to me, and then there's this big aha, and I like to imagine that that's gonna happen. Like, I'm gonna figure it out. And so I like to project that I'm going to do well. So that's using imagination and visualization before the appointment. Okay, so now you're down to like the last 5 to 7 minutes before this go time for the appointment. So what do? Do you jump up and run around and get stuff? No, you're doing that 30 minutes before, remember? This is where you just hold still. Don't get up. Stay where you're at. Your brain might get all freaking out and like want to make you get up and go do something or go run and sharpen your pencil or go get a drink of water really fast. Don't break the energy. I know that sounds weird, like breaking the energy, but because you're sitting still, it's like you're gathering this focus energy, almost like it's this ball of energy around you that is like all these little words of focus. Like, imagine there's like this ball around me, this energy field, and all these little words of focus, because I'm doing these focusing moments, and it just creates this nice, beautiful energy around me that I am focused. But if I jump up and run to do something really quick, I bust that open, and then it's like falls apart. All that time preparing to be focused in there, and you just messed it up. Your subconscious, the deep part of your subconscious, is nervous. It's scared. It's worried. It thinks you're gonna mess up and this person's not gonna like you. And so your mind has a way to say, run, get away from this. Because if you get up in the last 7 minutes, guaranteed, you're gonna be late by like 3 minutes. You don't wanna be late to the appointment. You wanna be early. You wanna be ready to go early. It's time to make it happen. But if you get up, you'll mess up the energy of focus. You'll end up coming back, you'll scramble. Maybe you can't log in to your video conferencing or you can't find something. You'll end up being late. And that's not a way to start out your first coaching session. No, your first coaching session, it's gotta be like amazing, right? So that's why a day ahead, let's review. A day ahead, you're thinking about the agenda. Then the day of, 30 minutes before, you're walking through all these steps of getting yourself focused, clearing your mind, thinking about them, what you know about them, doing the imagination, right? Imagining it turning out well. And I, right before it's go, like they're gonna walk in the door or I'm gonna jump on the video call, is I imagine at the end them saying to me, that was incredible. That's my last moment. That's incredible. Because if I'm imagining that's incredible and they're just super happy right before it starts, that's great energy to go into that appointment. I know I use a lot of visualization, a lot of prepping my mind so that I'm bringing all my skills to the surface. Sometimes skills can be buried, like it's underground, and you gotta bring those things up and imagine that you're gonna use everything you know how to do, all your education, all your experience, all your skills and talents to help this person, to serve this person, to teach this person. But it's not gonna come to the surface if you're thinking that it could go bad or if you're worried that it's gonna go bad, because whatever's on your mind is gonna affect how you act. And that's why you need to do this prep work ahead of time, especially in your first coaching session, because that way you're setting the stage for greatness. You don't wait to see if it's gonna be great. You project it. Use your imagination, use your language, like think this through and talk yourself through this so you'll bring those skills and talents and gifts from the deep down, bring them to the surface so that they can come out and be applied to the appointment. That's what I love about this, is that if you can think about this like 30 minutes before and then 20 minutes before and then 10 minutes before and then 5 minutes before, you're gonna do great. And then all the way through the appointment, I'm listening, like there's no other thoughts about anything else going on in my life. And if a thought like, oh, I gotta stop by the grocery store pops in my head, you know, it comes in, I need to push that thought out and go, I'm not thinking about grocery store right now. I'm thinking about this person. So you're gonna have to train your brain to stay in the appointment and block all other thoughts. Because sometimes your mind can be like this wild horse that's just all over the place. And I like, you know, it's like those rodeo moments where the person's getting bucked off the horse. Sometimes that's your brain. It'll just like buck you off of the whole appointment and you're not able to stay focused. It's like, you gotta train this brain to like hold still while you're holding the appointment. So, I could talk forever on this. So you wanna watch for my other videos talking about the appointment and how to take notes in the appointment. Lots of good training here to be able to support you in where you're at. So the last moment, I just wanna say this one more time, the last moment before you get into your session, you're imagining that they're already saying this was the best, this was great. You're already getting a compliment the minute before the appointment starts. That's fantastic. Now, if you want a bottle of water there, make sure that was done 30 minutes before. If you want a pad of paper, make sure that was 30 minutes before. If you need a pen, make sure you found the pen 30 minutes before. And one tiny bit of reminder here is don't get up in the last 7 to 10 minutes. You are still and you are in the energy of focus so you can do your best work. Isn't that awesome? It's like so cool. And I hope you enjoyed the appointment, because doing your first coaching session can be such a mix of emotions. But if you follow these steps that I've given you, what will happen is you will find yourself gaining more self-control over yourself before you actually step into that appointment. And that's what the client wants. The client wants you to be able to focus. They want you to be able to be present. They want you to do a good job because they've invested in you, or they're hoping that you're gonna do a good job and they're gonna open up and be vulnerable with you. They want you to do a great work. So take time the day before and take time 30 minutes before the appointment. Beautiful, first coaching session, boom, that's how you do it. Beautiful. Okay, now if you're doing your coaching business and you're like, wow, I wish I had more help, I wish I could, you know, do better at this, there's a link right down here below. Click that link. It will take you to the next page of showing you what we have here and what I've been doing for the last 18 years of teaching people how to be great coaches. And so go ahead and click the link down here below to find out more information about how I can help you and support you in your journey of being a coach. I mean, you're called to the work. You might as well learn how to do this really well, and so that every appointment is just stellar, right? Every appointment is so memorable. So you might as well get really good at this. So go ahead and click the link and follow the next step, and would love to help you. Awesome. Okay, Coach Kirk, we'll see you on the next one.